and Selena will make a fine husband.
I just can't get down with pizza guys.
I want you to put your hands together. There goes the neighborhood. And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause. There goes the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 68. And we're going to continue with House of the Dragon, season 1, episode 5. You didn't cheat, did you? I didn't even ask you.
No cheating.
I want to say, we do want to mix it up and get back into some other stuff, some true crime, but James is like making a good point, right? Everybody's enjoying these, and then they're looking for the next one, so now we need to kind of finish it.
Yeah.
But I told you could skip one, and you know, we can only do all of them. And be sure to join us after the podcast here. We're going to start our first overtime whatever we're going to call this. We're going to go a little longer, talk about some things exclusively for Patreon members and for channel members on YouTube. We really appreciate your support, and we're trying to get back, you know, full steam here. We can actually support ourselves and eat.
I think you'll like it.
This will be our first one, and like you said, I think we will probably leave. If people want it, you let us know, too, in the comments on Patreon or on channel member post only. Leave the whole thing up as well. Maybe they'll want both. Well, either way, we'll do an overtime or whatever we're going to call it. But maybe we leave the whole thing up where it's just completely unedited. I don't have to take the show out and watch the whole entire reaction. But I do just tend to cut out some of the more duller parts to keep it shorter.
And we know that if you have the time to literally re-watch the whole thing, it would flow better to see our reactions and the build-up and everything. Yeah,
that'd be cool. But yeah, let us know. We'll add some other stuff as well, some other perks and whatever. But yeah, but anyway, so be sure to stick around. So after, jump over to Patreon or the channel member. There'll be a link in the channel member post on YouTube, and you'll see our little overtime bit or whatever the hell we're going to call it. And we talked about, what was it, Mother God?
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
It's cool to have like a little, you know, build a little back cue. Building up of possible topics.
Right.
You know, that's
I don't know, though. Sometimes. That one, after thinking about it, it's like, I don't know, is that like a podcast or like a 15-minute conversation? You know what I mean?
Depends.
It's kind of like a few we've seen before. But anyway, we'll get to some other stuff. And by the way, we crossed 100K, man.
We did. That was exciting to watch. Cool.
I mean, it's really kind of still unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Because it just happened so fast. So we started getting a lot of traction on the true crime stuff, the podcast. And then I was like, you know, let's try some of these ads and this new thing. And it just took off, man. It's crazy. But nothing yet to order the plaque. Nothing yet. The thing says congrats or whatever, but we're still reviewing your channel, whatever. So it'll be a day or two. Or it says up to 10. And then they'll send you a code. We can get that silver play button. We'll do an unboxing.
That would be fun.
We'll go live.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We'll go live.
We talked about it so often, and then I hit you up the other day, and I was like, wait a second. Is it going to break 100K tonight?
Yeah, I said, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's just been crazy. I mean, views skyrocketed, and subscribers especially, and it just went from, you know, we were creeping back up to, you know, 80-something thousand where we were when Game of Thrones ended with the podcast since we started, back September we started back up?
Something like that.
And but damn, this shit just took off, man. So we are officially past 100K. I said it. I didn't even realize almost 8 years to the day.
Wow.
Because I started the channel in 2015, but I started in January, but I never did a video till I think like April or May.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sat there like I didn't know what to do, you know, whatever. And it was almost because I got a thing on the studio saying it's your YouTube birthday or whatever. I'm like, holy shit. 8 years, man. 8 years and probably 1,200 videos.
Yeah, and now if I stop to think about it, I remember it. Yeah, 8 years makes sense because I remember being down in that basement you just brought up the other day.
Well, you had all your cool shit set up down there.
And you were telling me about your YouTube channel, and I would come over and stuff.
Yeah, and that's funny. I went back and I was looking through like just subscribers. You can go in there and look at subscribers, and I clicked Lifetime, and you can just scroll and scroll and scroll, and you're the first one. I found you the first one. I swear to God.
That's really cool, man.
You're the first subscriber. I mean, at least listed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to have them public or whatever to be for me to see that.
I see. Okay.
But, I mean, it was right there at that January, whatever it was. I don't know the exact date. It was just a few days ago. So we hit 100K like within a day or two of the channel's birthday.
And I remember telling all my friends and stuff and people at work, I'd be like, my buddy's got a YouTube channel now. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, so it's just been crazy. It's been a crazy ride. I mean, like, I think it only shows 800, 900 videos public, but there's been like 1,200 because there's been a lot of deleted ones and anything marked private or whatever don't show in the count. But over 1,000 times, I or we have sat down, recorded a video, edited the damn thing, uploaded it, thumbnailed a whole nine over 1,000 times. I think about 1,200 times.
Wow.
That's insane. The amount of hours.
And this almost almost feels like a stamp of approval on all your hard work. You know,
yeah,
here's 100K, here's your button. You're going to hold that thing, and you're going to remember all those 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy, man. But, yeah, you know, it's not just me. You brought this thing along, too, this podcast and then the live stream especially, all that stuff. It ain't just me. I started it, but I didn't finish it all. But either way, man, I'm super excited. Now if we can get the, you know, watch time back up, all that good stuff, and money-wise where we can support ourselves. We'll work on Patreon. We still got to talk about that. Do some, you know, like some overtime. We were talking about doing like an overtime 10-minute, 15-minute, whatever on these podcasts exclusive.
If there was just a couple more of those damn episode ones,
I know.
That we could come up with.
I know, exactly.
Just set them out there and they just churn.
It's crazy. It's weird, man. YouTube's weird. It's changed a lot, but it's always been weird. Like, the things you think is going to do great don't. The things you think you don't put much effort into or as much all of a sudden take off. It's really odd, man. It's, I mean, there's some definite skill and whatever to it, but a lot of it's just luck. It really is. That's crazy.
And we talked about it last time when we talked about Carol, you know, the importance of our community and everything. Yeah. And, you know, I just want to take a minute to say happy birthday to D Brown.
Yes, that's right. Happy birthday, you know, D Brown.
I saw that on Facebook and I said, hey, man, I'm not going to say anything on Facebook.
Right.
Say something.
See,
on
that's
here.
What I normally don't do unless I see him. But I usually text people, you know.
Yeah, that's what I try to do myself.
But, I mean, Facebook's a good reminder.
It is.
We saw our buddy Jim, you know, had a birthday today.
Jim Love, happy birthday.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, so happy birthday, D. That's cool. Another longtime supporter in this community. And that's what's really, you know, made this thing special, man, was the community around it and, you know, the larger God community, all that stuff. And, you know, the other creators out there, too. I mean, it's not just, you know, you don't do this alone, you know, even you do the videos alone, all that kind of stuff, and you put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but, you know, it's collaborations, it's other YouTubers, it's all that kind of stuff, you know, suggesting each other, and shit just, you know, just catches fire at some point, I guess. God, I'm out. You know
Tony
how many times
Teflon had a birthday recently.
That's right. I sent him
you
a message.
Said other YouTubers that reminded
that's
me.
That's right. I did. I sent him a message. And I think he's in Nashville.
Wow.
Nashville for a week, just celebrated his birthday. And the old kind of thrown stomping grounds. I saw a little...
where we met him.
Yeah, I think that's where... Exactly. Where y'all... I still have the pictures of y'all. He's at the boxing.
Yeah.
He's at the boxing.
Every time I see him or think about him, I think about boxing.
Boxing, yep. He's deep in that world, man.
He is.
But anyway, we'll hopefully I'll be able to order that next day or two, and we'll at some point have I'd imagine, and it's not going to be but a week or two before it gets here, so we'll do a live stream or we'll do a special just podcast unboxing and whatever we do, we'll figure something out. But we got to get you caught up. So next year, by the way, I think they announced August. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Maybe it's April. It's an A month, I think.
Okay.
the House of the Dragon will be back for season two. I think it's August.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's August because it's going to overlap with Rings of Power again, like it did last year, but I don't think anybody's going to watch Rings of Power. But anyway, so maybe we'll be back in the live streams after post-show live streams then.
Man,
so All right, episode 5, halfway. We're going to be halfway through the season. You ready? I think this is ready.
Yeah. Yeah,
do we need to do a recap or anything? I don't know. We'll have a recap here.
Yeah.
If I can get this thing to work again. There we go. All right. Here we go. There's a scene that I'm already thinking about. I don't remember everything in every episode in the order, but I know there's one here. There's going to be a good reaction.
Oh, shit.
All right. Here we go. House of the Dragon, episode 5, We Light the Way. All right.
We know how shit like this goes, though. Yeah. It causes all kind of issues.
Yes. I didn't even ask you if you noticed any of the changes, the little changes with the family growing here.
I haven't.
Each one represents a person. It'll keep on changing. But this is not, I mean, it's cool, but it's not Game of Thrones cool.
No, but it is. I'll give it to her. It's cool. If this was the first one, we'd think it was cool.
Absolutely.
But they've got a lot to live up to.
Well, you know the one that represents like Rhaenyra's, the necklace, right? The necklace shaped thing that Daemon gave her.
Right. That's about it.
Yeah. That should be Viserys, right? But is it already too far along? I don't remember.
You know, it's kind of stupid that, like, all this info is out there. So, like, I want to ask you all kind of things.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I don't want any quote-unquote spoilers.
Yes.
Because it's so cool to watch it unfold. And
yeah, there's so many things I'm holding back.
The spaceships.
Huh?
The ships, they're coming.
Mother God. Yeah. Robin Williams is coming. Oh, shit.
Tomorrow, Lady Rhea.
Well, it's lobster.
What's today's quarry?
Shrimp, scampi.
Oh, shit. This is going to open up with a bang. Oh, hell. Oh, fuck.
Oh, have you at last come to consummate our marriage? Even if I'm not. Our sheep are prettier, after all. At last had his fill of your company. Cast you aside in favor of...
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's getting out of that marriage.
The bronze bitch.
Yep.
I knew you couldn't finish.
Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, shit. He is a man of few words.
Okay, hold on real quick, though. Real quick. Do you think he did that on purpose? I mean, obviously picking up the rock afterwards. Did he did something to make spook that horse?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you tell me.
I know. It's kind of like he's clearly seemed to be there to do that, right?
Yeah. He's got to get rid of her so he can then go back and go,
yeah,
I'm a widow.
Right. Because in the book, he does, you know, it's unclear. You don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then once it happens, though, he goes to claim, like, the veil and stuff for his own because she died.
Oh, shit.
And they say, hell no, and they run him off.
Damn.
But it just makes you wonder. He didn't really do anything. He did hold his hand out.
That's true.
So there's, like, a debate about it. Obviously, he finished the job. He's not disappointed.
Put her out of her misery. Yeah. That's what he's going to say.
It's exactly.
Uh-oh. He's seasick.
Looks, yep. See, I don't remember all these little scenes.
Damn. Awesome. That's who I wanted him to choose to be the hand.
Yep. The Strongs.
Remember we said he's the only straight shooter?
He is, I'm telling you. But man, that family comes into play. I can't say anything, damn it. Get to see Driftmark. So this is Velaryon, House Velaryon.
Damn, that looks cool as hell.
Well, this is back in King's Landing here, obviously. Autos.
Was that place in Essos where you go under the big giant statue's legs, between his legs or whatever?
Vastoth Rock?
When you're on a boat, you go...
Oh, yeah. That was Braavos. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
Gotta give Allison credit here. She's, at least at this time period, she's not wrong.
Listen to me, daughter. See it.
Manipulative bastard.
You ain't kidding. Even that's manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he ain't doing good.
I tell you what, without spoiling anything, in the last, I think it's episode 9, I want to say, man, I could be wrong. It's one of the best scenes in all of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
Really?
It's so, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Interesting to see how this goes down.
Nobody came out. You remember Laenor from, he wrote Sea Smoke.
Yes.
In the battle. Mm-hmm.
That is disrespectful.
He's still holding a little grudge.
An outsider among the natives.
No, hell. Here we go.
Malvalis. Rare bloom.
So that is one of the sons of the Hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's right. Laris Strong, the clubfoot.
Shouldn't be thriving here. Nature.
The other one was Harwin, the one she ran into running through the streets, gold cloak that grabbed her.
Yeah.
That was Harwin, his brother.
Okay.
Pardon your grace, I may be mistaken.
Oh, shit, I think I know.
Deliver
the tea
to the princess's
chambers.
Tea?
Mm-hmm.
That the Grand Maester himself brought.
Gasping motherfucker.
At the direction of the king is... To have been wrong.
What the
he's the fucking, oh my god.
goes. There he goes. I was going to say, he's not going to stand up.
Are you well?
Very.
I congratulate you. Yeah.
A neck and skull both crushed in the fall.
A most surprising end. Lady.
The gods are cruel.
And look at his face. He's like, oh, shit.
Father's aunt to the realm. And when it's done.
See, homosexual.
Each of us.
Yeah.
Was that just introduced or did I miss it from something?
No, no, oh. Just, yeah.
Okay.
Cyrus is taken to bed. They grew up together.
And he wants to deny it.
She is not at issue.
But everybody knows it.
She's grown quite comely these last few years.
You know his true nature.
You should be queen of the Seven Kingdoms.
See, he's still not over that.
He's not.
You'd have to marry a woman.
No.
Yeah, if you were in that position.
Right. Why is she sailing around?
Good question.
I guess the...
It's fucking cool, man. You got a little gazebo.
Yeah, look, I know. It's a little tent up back. Mm-hmm.
I've heard you say...
He rode the dragon.
Damn. He did, didn't he?
You could marry me.
He's not like me talking to Melanie.
Oh, shit.
She'd be like, no.
There's ship to a shy.
Exactly like that.
A great house, and Selena will make a fine husband.
I just can't get down with pizza guys.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. This might need to be a go in our overtime, what yeah. You're talking about. Yeah, that's a good deal. I mean,
it is, but he's a romantic.
My white knight.
I took an oath.
Uh oh.
He's gonna go relapse.
Do what? What'd you say? I didn't hear that part.
He's gonna go relapse.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I feel like she gets prettier with every scene.
Yeah. She'll get prettier in the time jump.
Like as she gets older, yeah.
Olivia Cook steps in here, I think, soon.
You need leeches.
That's their answer for everything.
I left the princess just minutes ago.
Not the princess, sir.
Oh, shiitake.
You can kind of start to see these divides.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess...
Is it true she drank tea?
Yeah. So I guess next episode's the bigger time jump with Aemon and stuff. So that's Selena.
Breaches, or rather lapses.
It happened, Your Grace.
I mean, especially with those paintings on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Sin.
I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah, he thinks it's talking about him.
I know.
Oh, shit.
It is no excuse.
Wow.
Yep.
He's too easy a nut to crack.
I deserve.
She did not expect to hear that.
But if.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Sir Kristen.
Oh my God.
Mm.
She knows he's not lying. The dude just said.
That's right. He volunteered that information.
Kill me.
You may go.
See, now she's getting in the political game.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Jesus, dude. Damn,
what a scene. I mean, what a scene.
Loose lips, sink ships.
Damn right. Rather than gild me. Holy shit.
Can you please kill me?
Yeah, don't cut my man at all. My bulls.
Look at his arm.
He's brought his grace relief.
These fucking dudes have no clue, or the old man anyway.
If he calls on her again in this shape,
yeah,
he is just wrong. Let her be.
I don't think he can.
Good.
Where's the queen?
Oh. Sir, that was your inkwell.
I thought you wanted to write a letter.
Yeah, what the hell?
Will I be remembered as a good king, Lionel?
God, he looks rough.
Oh, hell, you ain't seen shit yet, man.
Really?
Hardly makes a good song, does it? To be sung at. Assure me that I would rise like Aegon the Conqueror given the chance.
Wait, I'm sorry. Right. I just thought about something in the lore. He rode Beleriand the Black Dread the last time, right? And then he died, and he's never taken another dragon. Now, we know Targaryens are pretty much immune to sickness.
Mm.
And he's the only one that's not a dragon rider right now in this family.
Mm.
I just now, it just popped in my head, I wonder if that's why.
Wow.
Not necessarily they're immune to everything. I don't know. There's no saying. Specific details, but, you know, they real dragons, so to speak, like Danny, they can be burned and all that kind of stuff without, you know, being affected. They're pretty much immune to sickness. They love heat. And I just thought about that. He rode Beleriand once and refused to take another dragon. I didn't think about that. Maybe why he fell ill.
You might be right.
I guess Otto wasn't invited to the wedding, huh?
If this is only the welcome feast, I admit I cannot. There is the future queen. I wanted this to be a wedding for the histories.
Oh, shit.
Did he just say that?
He's so awkward.
He is, dude. I like his character. Yeah, no, it's cool. He drops in like this.
Your Grace, Princess Rhaenyra, congratulations.
Oh. They're all fancy.
Hell yeah.
He's not wearing his helmet, man. It's against protocol or something. This thing's gotta be.
My betrayal.
There's Creepo.
Fucking A.
Oh, shit. There's some. Oh, I can't wait for you to see some of those scenes. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Damon rolls in alone. No announcement.
He's such a dick.
Give him a damn chair. I'm colorblind. What color is that dress?
It is green.
Okay.
Emerald.
And so it begins. What?
I just don't get why she's so bent out of shape.
Who?
The queen.
Alicent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I understand what her dad said about, you know, you better watch your boys and, you know, your kids and all that.
It's not much different.
But this is not that. This is some catty female shit.
It is. It's the jealousy of her being the free spirit and all that stuff, and she's there pushing out heirs, and she knows now that even though she gets married, she has to have her cake and eat it too, because she's going to be the queen and then also have her side piece.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it is. It kind of prudish.
Yeah.
But there was like a moment right there. Obviously, she planned that to walk in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They're made to answer for their crimes.
Oh, shit.
Even Targaryen.
King's Landing men are made to answer for their slanders. Even old bronze cunts like you.
Bronze cunt.
The truth is, I'm glad you've come. I wish to speak to you about my inheritance.
Wow. Dude.
Why, dude?
Has anybody ever told you you're nearly as pretty as your brother?
Yeah, you can see it from a mile away.
Yeah.
Dude ain't got no helmet. And
they make a handsome match, don't they?
It's kind of cool to see, like, these little traditions we never saw. You know, weird dances and shit. And This is not a good move, dude. I don't think.
Dear to me. As I know, the princess is to you.
Well, Well, I've already kind of divulged my part.
Oh, Mushroom. That's right. That was the one shot of Mushroom. I think that's supposed to be Mushroom. The dwarf that was... Can somebody help him cut his food? He ain't got no fucking fingers.
Exactly, man. You really want to marry Jesse Smollett? Oh my God.
Yeah, careful, careful.
What is going on here, man? What is...
Wasn't Damon.
What in the hell's going on?
Kristen Cole. He lost his shit.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Look. Kingsguard should be down there looking for the queen or princess.
Wow.
Aerys Hart was strong, though. He don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God, dude.
Jesus, dude. Now look what he did. Holy shit.
What the hell, dude?
Oh my God, I forgot about that looking like Oberyn Martell. It took Harwin Strong to go get Rhaenyra. Oh, he's your sworn fucking guard.
Yeah.
I told that dude wasn't a good idea.
Don't look, dude. Don't look. Mm-mm. Keep him away.
I know.
Rhaenyra of House Targaryen.
Brought out Seppuku.
You meddling. Oh, my God. I need you to be a witness. Dude, so much is going on.
It is. This is a big episode. Look at that shit, man.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Oh, I got to see the next week. Teaser. Is she having bastard kids?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want me to say? I don't want to say anything.
That's what it looked like they were implying.
Uh-huh. Well, remember, well, I'm a, if I say anything, I'll spoil.
Okay.
I mean, you already have an idea, clearly.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of shit going on. So, next week's the big time jump. So, that's going to be, like, the new actors. So, everybody's grown up. You know, Alicent, Rhaenyra, and then Laenor, all those older characters coming in next week. And then we'll see Aemond already, what did he look, 10? Aegon maybe 12, 14, something like that. So we got
a good long jump.
We got about 15-year jump, I think. Anyway, so yeah, a lot of shit right there. This is like a real pinnacle episode. Now watching it the second time, especially you see, especially Allison, who's fairly innocent and, you know, up to this point and on Rhaenyra's side, best friends, all that. She hears the truth. She knows she lied to her. And like you said, though, it's really not that big of a deal. You're talking about young kids, and she had the same urges. Mm-hmm. She just let, you know, but she lied to her. And she found out the truth. He just gave it all up, like, instantly. Dude just cracked, like you said, like an egg.
Man.
And then she's like, oh, okay, well, she didn't lie about Daemon, but she came home and fucked, you know, her Kingsguard. But she got political right then. She knew, okay, he's mine now because I got a secret.
Yeah.
So, and she purposely walks out in that green dress.
Yeah, and what did the guy say about green?
The Hightower. Okay, so you remember Hightower where Sam goes to Old Town, where the Maesters all go train. That's the Hightower. That's where that House Hightower's from. In times of war, they're the big giant Hightower burns green.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the statement.
Yes.
That she was making.
It was clearly a statement. So she's just made this line really, you know, where it was kind of there, starting to just see some splinters. Now it's a line. It's like a crack, a full-fledged, I don't know, chasm, fissure, whatever. So she kind of really distanced herself right there from Rhaenyra. She decided at that point, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And now she's, I guess you could say, kind of understanding what her father's saying. Or
so
starting
to believe.
Used
to talk about House Black and or whatever.
Well, the greens and the blacks. Yeah.
Is that have something to do with the green?
Yeah. So
okay.
Again, that's what goes down in history. They were called the two factions, right, of this civil war that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the blacks and the greens. The blacks is Rhaenyra and her team, and then Team Green is Allison and her team.
Okay.
And that's what happened. Is it's a little different from the book where they were attending a different event and Rhaenyra wore the House Targaryen black and red, and she wore green. And that's all the gossipers started saying, you know, the queen is green or whatever, and she's black. And so that became their kind of nicknames, the blacks, the blacks versus the greens. So that was the first big statement there.
Okay.
So, yeah, he, Criston Cole, as I said, big change for him. Now he's, Rhaenyra's sworn shield, but whose team is he on now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he, I mean, look, and it's, I like the way they did it, though. It came from heartbreak, from being rejected.
It did.
Like, this dude, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week, right, with the arguing about, you know, was it a power thing on her part, you know, consensual, all that stuff, even though he did physically. Now it kind of comes back where he said, like, he's, you want to leave all this? Leave with me. Let's go get married and I get my honor back. I broke my vows for you. So that's kind of that stuff, too.
And when the guy came up and was like, look, we got secrets, you know,
he was
like, okay.
Yeah.
So that dude is taking away what I care about.
Yes.
I'm going to take away what he cares about.
Yeah, that was the dumbest. It was just a dumb move, dude. You'd go up here and say that to him.
Yeah.
The dude is sitting there watching with no helmet on. The only one with no helmet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he clearly he's realized that everybody can see it, and he's afraid that gets out. Now he was going to go, you know, take his own life. But Allison, again, right there to save him. So now who's he loyal to?
Yeah.
When she starts believing her father's shit. So we get the big time jump, you know, new actors and all that for the ladies anyway, and then I think Laenor and a couple others.
But I could totally see Allison sleeping with him too, you know, because...
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's jealousy. Been a discussion actually for the, you know, I don't think she did, but I think it's possible. And there's a reason why I won't spoil yet. It makes you think that she may be akin, and it's arguable, to do things for political purposes at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, that'll make sense later.
Okay.
But Yeah, a lot going on that episode. Again, without a lot of action or any of that stuff, dragons and all that stuff, you get to see that later. But yeah, lots changed right there. The Laenor thing, like his dad don't accept it, but everybody else in the realm knows it. And then his lover gets killed right there on the floor. I mean, that was horrible. Damn.
It was terrible.
That was Oberyn Martell style fucking mountain crushing in face. I'd forgotten the gore part right there. I knew he beat the shit out of him, but
that was as graphic as it gets.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he crawls over to him and it's like, and then during the wedding, I mean, he's sitting there just crying the whole time during the wedding. It's supposed to be a big happy event.
Yeah. That was so wild.
But it's what it all boils down to, I think, is heartbreak, right? I mean, the guy got rejected. And that's kind of what kicked all this off. And Alicent picked up on all this and ran with it.
And Damon, he's so open about everything. You know, remember when he was getting kicked and on the ground and everything? He still didn't care.
He didn't deny it. And he didn't do anything. I mean, he started it, but yeah.
So then he's going to go out there in front of everybody and it looked like he was about to kiss her.
It did.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah, he goes out there, you know, has a little flirting with Lena there too before he gets to Rhaenyra. But that's also what I mean.
Yeah.
And you'll see later too. Remember you asked, you said last week, I think it was, I don't know if he really cares about her. But there's more to come. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's not just that scene, but I think he does actually. But anyway,
like I told you during the break, this show really stands up on its own. It's really good.
It is. Really, you don't need it. Game of Thrones. I mean, it obviously is helpful to know just in your mind, you know, okay, what we're going to see later down the road in 170 years.
And the house names help it
feel
familiar
for sure.
And all that.
Yeah, so. I mean, the difference is, like I said, is this is you know, just kind of localized in the King's Landing area, Dragonstone, Driftmark, just kind of in that little Crownlands area in Westeros. You're not seeing Lannisport and the North and all that stuff. I mean, you're going to see some of those quickly, but it's all like localized, you know. But it's a good story. It's a good size story. And it tells you how it all ended for Targaryens, you know, and dragons, and leads up to, which makes, you know, if you think about it, disregard anything you don't like about season 8 or whatever, if you don't like that for Game of Thrones, it's where it shows how magical that is for Dany when she hatches those dragons. Because after all this is over, we know what's going to happen. There's no secret, you know. So.
And I saw in the little teaser, there's a dragon egg. They opened the top of that pot.
Yeah. Yeah, because at this time, there's still, 20-something dragons. We'll see 17 in the show, I believe. And but you know what happens when dragons fight dragons. I mean, you know that's coming.
Yep.
And we've heard the stories, and we've got, you know, of course, the overall thing that happened is spoiled in Game of Thrones. Clearly, there's no dragons left in the world.
Right.
So what we'll start doing is, for Patreon, for the podcast Patreon, we want to start doing these little extra overtime. We'll call it overtime or something. Maybe they can come up with a name. But for Patreon members and channel members, we'll put this up and have an extra 5, 10, whatever, 15 minutes, whatever it is on whatever topic we're discussing, and go into it a little deeper, a little extra. And we'll call it, I don't know, overtime sounds good. I think that's Bill Maher's thing, right, overtime.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, when he goes, like, after the show is over, and then he goes live for 10 minutes on YouTube.
Okay.
With all the guests come back out for 10 or 15
minutes. Okay, shit, I didn't know that.
Or Q&As. You could do Q&A stuff, too. You know, if you people want to leave questions, you know, on Patreon or whatever, we can answer those during these little overtime breaks. So we'll do that. And, you know, so if you're a channel member, you'll get access to that as well. And I'll put a link or whatever to Patreon or wherever I have it uploaded. It'll be a separate video on Patreon, so it won't be actually on YouTube. But do that for channel members and Patreon. All right, well, we'll get out of here and head to overtime. We'll let them name it. We'll figure out a cool name. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let them name it, but we'll let it fade to black.